Friends, while discussing the various aspects under trade finance we have come across now, till now, to understand and discuss various products under trade finance. Bank guarantee is one of the such a product which directly do not hit the trade finance, but it's presence and its importance is very much required to understand under the difficult situation. So in this chapter 9, we are going to discuss about the bank guarantees. This bank guarantees, as a passing reference, I have told you that bank guarantee is a contingent liability. It gives only relief to the both the parties. But actually, when the default happens, that time the importance of this bank guarantee come to existence. In view of this, though this is an instrument, bank guarantee is an instrument used in the trade finance only and only when there will be failure of the contractual obligation. Till then, everything is good as per the normal process. So, my objective of devising this chapter is to understand the concept of the bank guarantee first. Then, types of guarantees. How it gives the financial security to the guarantees, financial security to the transactions, international trade transaction. And in respect of the cross-border transactions, how the guarantee plays a vital role. To understand this is our objective. And to understand that, our presentation structure includes the structure, parties, types, regulatory framework, and the process flow and mechanism and life cycle of the bank guarantee. This we are going to discuss in this chapter. Risk management, accounting, reporting, advantage of using the guarantee, limitation, challenges, digitalization and recent development, these are a subsidiary. You can very well read it and understand it. But prior to this, what the presentation states, that needs to be discussed. So we will have a passing reference to this structure also, as well as detail in earlier structure also. So bank guarantee is nothing but it is a promise made by the bank on behalf of its client in favor of third party, their second party, which is called beneficiary, assuring that the payment will be made to you in case there is a default by the applicant. In case there is default by applicant. In trade also, where the counterparties may not always have a direct familiarity or trust, bank guarantees play a very important role in mitigation of performance and the payment risk. The objective is objective of issuance of the bank guarantee, not a chapter. Objective of issuance of the bank guarantee is to understand the concept, identify different types of bank guarantees and explain the legal and regulatory framework, interpret the international rules of ICC, that is 758, URDG 758, that is Uniform Rules for Demand Guarantees, and their relevance in cross-border transaction, examine the structure and documentation, issuance process of the bank guarantee, assess the role and responsibility of the parties involved in the bank guarantee and evaluate the risk, its limitations and mitigation. So understanding the usage of the bank guarantee in India, in Indian customs and DGFT schemes are very important. Therefore, we are also exploring the digitalization trend in the issuance and apply the theoretical knowledge to the practical trade finance scenario involving bank guarantee. Structure and parties to the bank guarantees. What would be the structure of bank guarantee? As I said, bank guarantee is a legal instrument. It is issued by the bank, assuring beneficiary that obligation of the customer, if it is not fulfilled, they will make the payment. And if the applicant fails to fulfill its contractual commitment, the bank undertakes to pay a specified sum, the sum which is mentioned in the guarantee text, that they will make available to the beneficiary on demand. On demand. This is important. The structure of the bank guarantee issues ensures the clarity of the role, who is to do what, enforceability, and protection of to the all the parties involved in the trade transaction. So there are three parties in bank guarantees. How many parties are there? Three parties. One is the applicant, on whose behalf guarantee is issued by the bank. Then issuing bank. Issuing bank is the bank who issues the guarantee on behalf of its applicant client. And beneficiary in whose favor the guarantee is issued. There are supporting parties, if at all applicable, that it may be advising bank or counter-guaranteeing bank or confirming bank. But these scenarios are very rarely developed. It is not like LC or letter of credit, but very rarely developed to enter. Normally what happens when the guarantee is issued, the applicant itself takes the guarantee in physical form and send it across to the beneficiary, maybe within the country or outside the country. So there is no question of advising. But if the guarantee is issued internationally through the SWIFT and it goes to the another country, then definitely it requires the advising. And that will be advised by the bank, which is called as an advising bank, to the ultimate beneficiary of the guarantee. Number one. Number two, counter guaranteeing bank. Now, where the issuing bank does not have any presence in one country, then they utilize the services of other bank. They utilize services of other bank and request them to issue the guarantee directly by them under the counter guarantee, which is issued by us. So original bank issues the guarantee, which is called as a counter guarantee, under which the other bank, similar manner, by replacing the name of issuance and etc., issues another guarantee like the guarantee is issued in their country, issued by the bank which is in his country or beneficiary's country. That is a counter guarantee. And the bank who issues the guarantee is a counter guaranteeing bank. Naturally, this counter guarantee is backed by the original guarantee issued by the issuing bank of the applicant. Then confirming bank. Suppose guarantee issuing bank have a low credential, then another bank in the country of the beneficiary adds its confirmation to that guarantee is called as a confirming bank. Now the structure. What structure means, what it consists, what guarantee should consist of. A guarantee should consist of amount, the maximum amount is nothing but it is the maximum liability of the bank under this guarantee, then validity and expiry date, the final date by which the claim must be lodged by the beneficiary's bank or beneficiary, that is validity. The nature of the guarantee. whether it is financial guarantee, performance guarantee, bid bond guarantee, custom guarantee, or advance payment guarantee. Okay, then invocation clause. Invocation clause means the condition under which the guarantee can be invoked by the beneficiary and claim may be made on the issuing bank. Then governing law and jurisdiction. It specifies the applicable legal framework, Indian and foreign laws, considering Indian and foreign laws. Then beneficiary details. Full name, address and contact person's name should be available. Then beneficiary details. Then claim period. Beneficiary details we have seen. Claim period. Claim period is the period. That is the period available after the expiry date of the guarantee. Many times, a time frame after expiry within which the beneficiary can still make the claim. It may be 15 days, 30 days, or in sometimes 1 year also. It depends upon the underlying transaction for which a guarantee is issued. Then undertaking text. The main body of the guarantee where the bank undertakes the obligation should be legally vetted always. Always it should be legally vetted and that undertaking text. So, next one will be invocation of the guarantee. The most trade-related bank guarantees are unconditional and irrevocable, meaning the beneficiary can invoke the guarantee simply by presenting the written demand. Issuing bank must honor the claim without demur if made in accordance with the terms of the bank guarantee. That is invocation, right? Now let us understand content we have seen. Now let us understand types of bank guarantee, different types. Bank guarantees serve various functions in the international and domestic trade by safeguarding the interest of exporters, importers, contractors, and regulatory authorities. Based on this, there will be several guarantees which will be issued. One by one, we will see that. Now, financial guarantee. The purpose of issuance of financial guarantee is to cover the financial liability in case of default. And if the applicant defaults on the loan or payment of obligation, the bank covers the shortfall. That means it makes available funds. The guarantee to the custom authority for deferred duty payment is a financial guarantee, right? Then performance guarantee. The purpose of issuance of the performance guarantee is to ensure that the successfully execution of the contract and its obligation under contract, like delivery and services of performance. For example, guarantee which is issued in favor of the buyer by a contractor or exporter to the guarantee performance of the supply services. In electronic contract, electronic project contract, the exporter provides a performance guarantee to ensure the project delivery. Third one is the advance payment guarantee. We have discussed this in our earlier advance payment and whenever we are talking about the advance payment. Okay. The purpose of this guarantee is to protect the buyer's interest against the non-performance by the seller. Right. Now, commonly, large contracts where percentage of the contract value is paid in advance, that time this guarantee came into existence. The exporter receives 20% advance, for example, and provides the bank guarantee to refund it if the goods are not shipped. Okay, this kind of guarantee also can happen, that is advance payment guarantee. Next one is a bid bond guarantee. Bid bond guarantee is nothing but it is also called as a tender guarantee. When tender is floated, then this guarantee in lieu of earnest money deposit is called for. By issuance of this guarantee, it assures the project owner that the bidder will be taking up the contract if he has been awarded the contract or awarded a tender. Okay, very simple to understand. Then customs and regulatory guarantee. The purpose of this customs guarantee is required. It is required by the customs or DGFT to allow the clearance of the benefit under the government scheme without immediate payment. That is why this guarantee is required. It is used under the scheme like advance authorization scheme, EPCG scheme, or warehousing, etc. Guarantee in favor of Indian customs to cover the federal duty under the EPCG. Then another one is the shipping guarantee. This is something different than normal guarantees. Shipping guarantee. The shipping guarantee enables the importer to take possession of the goods from the carrier before original shipping documents are arriving. Why? Because so as to make the payment. And there will be a delay in arrival of the goods. For that purpose, shipping guarantee is required to be issued by the bank. Bank issues this guarantee to the shipping company, favoring shipping company for release of the goods, ensuring that as soon as we receive the document in original, we will ensure that the document to the title of goods will be handed over to you within such and such days, so as to avoid taking possession of the goods by the importer, so as to continue its manufacturing cycle. The such a type of guarantee are issued. Now, standby letter of credit. Standby letter of credit is nothing but the guarantee. We said in earlier also, this can be issued under UCP 600 or ISP 98, International Standby Practices. This is widely used in international trade as backup payment instrument. For example, Indian exporter receives a standby letter of credit from overseas buyer to cover the payment default. Now, key differences in the bank guarantee. These are risk covered and triggered by the claim on the basis, claim basis. Now, first is a type of guarantee, financial guarantee. It covers the risk of payment default and triggered by the payment failure, and demand by the beneficiary is the claim basis. Okay, basis on which claim is made. Then performance guarantee, it is a contract performance failure. It is a contract performance failure. And it is triggered by non-delivery or non-performance by the applicant. And demand with the evidences. The demand has to be made by the beneficiary to issuing bank. Then advance guarantee. There is a non-delivery after the advance payment. Non-delivery after advance payment. So the trigger point is no shipment, and in protest again, post advance, then unconditional demand is to be placed on the bank issuing the advance payment guarantee. Bid bond guarantee. Bid withdrawals or non-signing. This is the case if there is a default. Then in that case, withdrawal of the post-bid submission and unconditional demand will be made since he has not participated in the bid. Okay. Then customs guarantee. Regulatory compliance. Duty default, non-compliance, and claim on the basis of invocation by customs. And SBLC, standby letter of credit, is default on obligation and it is triggered by non-performance or payment deficient or payment default, and the presentation of the document is the claim based on which the guarantee amount can be claimed. regulatory framework, Indian legal framework. The first one is Indian Contract Act 1872. Bank guarantees are considered as the contract of guarantee with three parties: surety, that is bank, principal debtor, that is applicant, and the creditor, that is beneficiary. It is establishes the obligation and liabilities of the guaranteed bank. This is covered under Indian Contract Act 1872, section 126 to 147. Now, Indian Stamp Act. Bank guarantees are subject to the stamp duty, depending upon the amount and place of its issuance, which varies by the state to state. Now, non-payment of the proper stamp duty can make the guarantee legally unenforceable, that cannot be enforced. Then Indian Evidence Act. This governs the admissibility and interpretation of the document in case of the dispute over the invocation or the payment under bank guarantee. Now, regulatory guidelines like RBI and the FEMA guidelines. RBI regulates the bank guarantee under the Banking Regulation Act 1949, and the instructions are covered under Master Direction or Master Circular on Guarantee and Co-Acceptance, lays down the operational rule and restriction of the issuance. Bank must exercise the due diligence, and the bank should not issue the guarantee favoring overseas regulator without RBI approval. The guarantee against export advance that is permitted subject to condition under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, and FEMA guidelines also came into existence, and the relevant guidelines consist of RBI approval is mandatory in some cases involving foreign entities. FEMA notification number 8 governs the foreign exchange transaction related to the guarantee, and the guarantees issued by the import transactions like standby LC must comply with RBI's trade regulations. ICC rule under URD 758, Uniform Rules for Demand Guarantees, which is published by ICAS, provides a global framework for the demand guarantees. And the key principles in URDG is autonomy of the guarantee from underlying contract. Okay, then strict compliance of document presentation, and no need to prove the breach of the contract. Only a compliant demand is enough for making the payment under the guarantee. ISP 98, that is International Standby Practices, is also specifically governing the standby letter of credit. It is a hybrid of LC and the guarantee regulations. That is why it is called as ISP 98. It allows the greater flexibility than UCP 600 in handling the guarantee like obligation. Then judicial and regulatory precedents in India. Indian courts have upheld the principle that, in principle, that the guarantees are autonomous instruments and banks must honor them on its first demand. So, to do that, there should be an evidence of fraud. Invocation is clearly unlawful or against the public interest. For example, UP Cooperative Federation Limited versus Singh Consultant and Engineers in 1998. The Supreme Court ruled that the fraud and irretrievable injustice are the only ground to restrain the encashment of the bank guarantee. Customs and DGFT requirement. Custom authorities, after insisting on the bank guarantee for duty deferment or export incentive scheme like EPCG, advance authorization, or SEZ import, requires the guarantees. DGFT also mandates the submission of the guarantee in lieu of bond for certain policy benefit. The summary of Some of the key regulations consist of Indian Contract Act, which we have discussed, RBI guidelines, PEMA, URDG 758, ISP 98, Indian Stamp Act, and DGFT customs notification. It has got the scope is mentioned against each of it. The documents required for the issuance of the bank guarantee mainly consist of: one is a guarantee request form, that is called application, which contains the details of type of guarantee, amount of guarantee, currency in which guarantee is required to be issued, its tenor, that is period and expiry date, then beneficiary details and underlying contractual information. These are the basic requirement, followed by the board resolution of the company or power of attorney. In case of companies or partnership firms, authorizing the signatory, authorized signatories, to request a guarantee from the bank. Then copy of underlying contract, tender document, which helps the bank to issue the nature of obligation for which the guarantee is required. Then KYC and compliance document like PAN, GST registration, financial statement, export-import code, etc. and adherence to the RBI FATF compliance standard. Security document consists of the collateral or margin, then fixed deposit if at all asked for, and other security related document based on the credit worthiness of the borrower or applicant. Then indemnity agreement. This indemnity agreement is a signed undertaking from the applicant to indemnify the bank against any payment made under this guarantee to protect it, indemnify. Other internal bank forms like credit appraisal note, sanction letter, risk classification, etc. are required. Then issuance process of the bank guarantee. Step-by-step process is as under: submission of a request and documentation. Second, internal credit appraisal done by the credit department. Third, the margin and security arrangement as per the sanction letter is required to be obtained. Then margin may be in cash or fixed deposit or property. Next step will be approval after submission of the document, and thereafter the actually loan documents or guarantee documentation. Post internal approval, the indemnity and the related forms are executed. Stamp duty is to be collected as per the applicable state law. Then drafting and issuance of the guarantee will be drafted by the bank officials or person who is knowledgeable in drafting the bank guarantee will be submitted to the bank. Thereafter the bank will verify that draft or modify if at all anything is required. The guarantee is issued either in physical form signed and sealed by the bank official or in electronic form using SWIFT MT7760 message in international cases. Next step will be the record keeping and tracking. The bank maintains the proper record in guarantee register and in CBS system. Expiry and invocation period is also monitored to ensure the compliance and risk mitigation. Step 7 will be monitor the invocation and handling. During the validity period, the bank monitors the obligation and the client's financial health. In case of invocation, the bank must verify that the claim is made within the validity period of the guarantee or within the claim period. Then supporting the documents are complied with and compliant, and there is no court order against the payment. This is shown in a flow chart like this. In a flow chart, it is mentioned that client application, document submission, bank appraisal, sanction and margin arrangement, drafting guarantee, issuance of the guarantee by SWIFT or by physical way, and monitoring till the expiry or invocation of the guarantee. Mechanism and life cycle of the bank guarantee. Life cycle is very simple. Bank act as a contractual commitment by the bank. It is a contractual commitment by the bank to pay the beneficiary a specified amount which is mentioned in the guarantee in case of there is a failure of fulfilling the contractual obligation by the applicant. Mechanism ensures the trust and reduces the credit risk in domestic and international trade. Understanding the life cycle of the bank guarantee from issuance to expiry or invocation is critical in trade finance.